To HTP Podcast, where we go beyond just strokes and strategy. Our mission here today is to change the culture of tennis, having one conversation at a time. If you guys can please like, share, and subscribe, that will be amazing. I'd really appreciate that. And today we have Leanne. I got to meet Leanne at Martin Blackman's Academy. For like one summer, you guys had a massive group that came and it was so much fun. It was a blast having your whole team there. It was also great for all the, you know, on both sides where you have a mix of cultures coming together through tennis. And I think it was just a really cool experience. I want people to hear, you know, your story, Leanne, coming from Trinidad and the positives, the negatives, and all those good things.
No, it was fun. Fantastic. When we met, my dad and I always used to fly to the US to play tennis. So when I started, he was my main coach. And then a couple years into it, he knew Martin Blackman. So I would have met Martin when I was like 9.
Wow.
He was still at American University.
Okay.
And I did a couple summers with him after that. I got a scholarship to go to Saddlebrook Academy. And then after that summer, we enjoyed it. We saw what was out there. And after we took that experience, came back to Martin. And at that point, he was now transitioning from American University to JTCC.
Okay. And sorry, how old were you when you started tennis?
I started tennis, I want to say when I was like 6 or 7, but yeah. I've always been around tennis. So I was playing, but just not as serious, like having fun, joking around on the court. And I think around 6 or 7, I decided to say, hey, let's just try and play some tennis a little seriously. And that was it.
So from there, after Saddlebrook, you were saying?
So after Saddlebrook, we connected with Martin again. And at that point in time, he was now transitioning to director. I think that was his title when he was moving to JTCC. So we decided, let's just take the leap and go with him. At this point in time, we didn't know too much about what JTCC was.
Okay.
And that was one of the best experiences I've ever had. Wow. When I made the change, we left Trinidad at that time. And I lived there for about 4 years, just around there. And then transitioned into the ITFs. For me, I had to play more international tournaments rather than the USTA, just because I wasn't an American citizen. So that was kind of difficult because it was a lot more traveling for me to play a lot more tournaments, whereas I was limited in how many tournaments I could have done. The level, obviously, the level 1, 2, and 3s, I would not have been able to play those. Okay. So I had to travel to the Caribbean or anywhere South America side to play those tournaments. So after that, and I was traveling so much, I took a step back. I ended up going to Miami, which was a little more easier for me to travel and get to these tournaments. And after Miami, which I stayed for about a year, I then got an amazing opportunity that I think changed me. I went to Sanchez Casal in Spain.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was there for 6 months. And that was like game changer because I was about 16. So I was now getting into like getting older, getting a little more mature, but also tennis wise, getting ready for college. So I took those 6 months, came back to the US, and I was preparing for college. So I was checking to see what universities were out there, what was interesting, what I liked, what I wanted to do. And then I ended up going to Savannah College of Arts and Design. I had a great time there. I played number 1 for the college and learned a lot, had so much experience for singles and doubles.
Yeah. When you were moving to different places, were you moving like with your dad or like a family member, or was it just you?
So when we first got to the States, which was when I first came with Martin Blackman, and that was, I think I was 9 at that point. It was with my dad because I would have been too young. And that, and when we transitioned to JTCC, he lived with me as well because I was still 13, almost 14 years old there. Mm-hmm. And after that, when we came back to Trinidad to kind of decide what we wanted to do and what the next step would have been, he then had to take a step back, wanted to come back and work. Plus, it was getting pretty expensive for traveling for 2.
Yeah.
Where we go. So from that, I would say around 15, I was on my own.
Okay. Wow. That's amazing. I mean, at a really young age to be able to do that, you know, it's not always easy to adapt to like different cultures. Did you, you know, have any struggles with adapting, or do you feel like because you came to the US at such a young age, it was easier? Or how was that for you and all those different transitions?
It was smooth for me because I've always been traveling with my dad. He just made me understand from day one what you're supposed to do and how it's supposed to work. So after he left me, it was kind of like you were walking. Like, it was just easy for me. I know what I had to do. I knew the importance of certain things rather than going out, for example. You know, you have to make sure you have, you're traveling with X amount of money, or you're responsible for your passport, and
yeah,
to have a good night's sleep, and just making sure you're ready for the next tournament, because you're spending so much money to just get to one place. You have 4 or 5 days there. You can't really do anything else but sleep, recover, and get ready for your next match, you know?
Yeah.
And jet lag too. You have to try and work all that in trying to be calm, because even if you try to take 2 days to get there before next tournament, how the ITF works is tournaments are from, let's say, Saturday to maybe Friday. So mm-hmm. then you're the next Friday getting ready for the next tournament the day after.
Yeah.
I would say I felt like I was well prepared just because I had him through the crucial times of my life. For the like 12, 13, 14, he was always teaching me the right thing. So by time 15, I was doing it on my own. It was so much easier.
Yeah. Wow. That's so good, because not everyone has that opportunity, let alone, obviously, your dad is a phenomenal coach. But just to like really be able to prepare, because I don't think it is always easy, even having that, right? Like, even having a parent there, kids can be really mean. Did any of the kids, when you'd go back, would they ever get like jealous of you? Or was it like, was that not like a thing for you going back home?
No, I think some, it's hard to tell, like looking back on it now as an adult, I think some kids were jealous that they didn't have the opportunity. You know, as a kid, a lot of people judge you, but they don't know the sacrifices that were taken before for you to get to this place.
Yeah.
I look at it like, you know, for me to even take one step forward, no one knows what I would have had to do before. And it all just molds the person that I am today. And I'm so happy for everything that I did, because now that I'm back in tennis, it's so much easier for me to explain and work with other kids, because I get how they feel. I get all their excitement, their emotions. It makes sense to me. And I said, I've been there, you know, but I think there's a lot of pressure for any, at least for Trinidad, for any person or player that's left and they come back. There's a lot of pressure from the outside community that, you know, it's just a stigma of, oh, you left to play away, so you, no matter what, when you come back, you should be this good.
Gotcha.
It's still like that, but it's still a work in progress. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think I am really helpful now, especially with the girls' tennis, where, you know, there is so much more pressure just in our society that females have. So I'm very happy that to be able to work with them to say, okay, well, I can help you with this, and how can you get over this hurdle, and just try to make it a little more exciting, but just help them work through it too.
Yeah. So to share more a little bit with what you're doing now in coaching tennis, if you can go a little bit like deeper into that.
Yeah. So my dad, when I was younger, obviously, he was the head coach of this academy in Trinidad called Tennis Patrons Academy. To this day, it is the largest and oldest tennis academy in Trinidad.
Okay.
They have roughly, I would say, over 100 kids in their program. Wow. For Trinidad, that's a lot. And So within the last 4 years, I was not that into tennis after I finished college, which I think I've gone through. And within the last 4 years, my dad wanted some help and he wanted some outside experience. So my husband now is actually working, and he came on as the director of tennis for that academy.
Oh,
and
cool.
Within the last, so it's like a whole family affair now.
Yeah, how cool. I love that.
The last year now, I came on full time with them. I helped them with their elite program. My dad helps with the transition of the young kids coming into the older group. So that crucial time where you're moving from like a green ball or red ball with the softer balls, to make sure that your technique and you're into the sport and you're wanting to have fun. That's like where he's really good at, and the transition. I now help out with their elite program, but specifically the girl side of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you travel at all with them or do any of that? Or do you guys have like a separate coach for traveling?
No, so the traveling is mainly done with my husband, Andrew, or myself. So we would take them to Caribbean tournaments, which is the ITFs for us, for the under 14s. We try to have at least two of us in the academy and one flies away. So fortunately or unfortunately, my husband had about 10 trips that he took earlier this year with our kids that we have right now, because I think we did the statistics and we have about 6 kids in our academy that is in the top 50 of COTEC, which is under 14.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So with the progress that we're making.
Yeah, that sounds like an amazing program, having all you guys too as coaches. And I mean, obviously, I know you guys are all positive influences too. That's amazing for all those kids to have that type of leadership in tennis as well. What is it about tennis that was always, you know, you said you after college, you got burnt out and then you got back into it. You know, was it just like your love for the sport or you just missed it? Or what was it that like always drew you back into tennis?
When I stopped after college, I was actually moving. So I finished college, I came back to Trinidad. And at that point, my husband and I were dating and I moved to Barbados. He was coaching tennis and I had like a corporate job. I just wanted that break away and I enjoyed it. After about 2 years, he kind of got me back, but by playing very social, what made me really enjoy the game, because I moved to a new country, but I always felt comfortable with going on a tennis court, knowing that I haven't played for a couple of years, but I can still be sociable. I could still make new friends. And I'm good at this game. I didn't have to worry about how to learn or how to like now play tennis. It was something that I could have met new people. And to me, tennis players are always just a great bunch of people to hang out with. They always know how to have fun.
Yeah.
So that kind of just brought back the energy a little bit. I didn't want to take anything super competitive at this point still. So I was just really enjoying just coming out on the court for maybe an hour or two, relaxing. I mean, I was in Barbados playing on a tennis court next to the beach. Couldn't get back. So that, I think, that was one step into it. And then my husband thought when he was offered a job to come to Trinidad to work, I said, why not? Because, you know, my family's back there. We moved. I still wasn't 100% in it. I will come back and forth. And unfortunately, my dad got injured last year.
Okay.
And he got injured. I kind of came on to help him.
Okay.
It was a full-time thing. As I started helping him, I think that's just what brought me back, because I realized, okay, this is not me just going out on the court anymore. This is me being able to help the kids and being able to have fun and playing with them at a higher competitive level. And all of that, just the emotions and everything just came rolling back. And then being at the tournaments with them. And I said, okay, I can't not do this anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's, for me, it's to help everyone else. And I have always been helped when I was younger. So why not give back at a sport that I can't help with? So that was all my thought process of everything going into it.
Okay. I love that. I really love like that thought of, you know, like giving back to the tennis community. I mean, I took a 5-year break from tennis because of my own injury. And I would agree, like coming back and having that tennis community is really amazing. I don't think I really didn't realize like how great the tennis community is and how much like really people have fun and they want to come together and actually help one another. Because obviously when you're in the competitive side, like you were saying, for so long, it's like, oh, I'm going to beat you. Oh, I'm going to beat you. So it's like, yeah, having that break from the competitiveness is really nice. If you could just share one advice that you would give or one thing that you teach these girls now that you really try to emphasize, especially like you were saying with all the pressure, what would be that like one thing that you would want to pass down to them?
So the age groups that I work with, it ranges. So we have like the top, the older ones, one's 15, one's 14, one's 13. And then I have a few really young ones who's 9 and 10. And one for the older ones, one thing that I would probably just recommend is, although you give up a lot to play tennis, like in terms of your lifestyle, you would reap the benefits when you get older. Because you don't see it now because you're only playing tennis. And, you know, as you said, some girls are not always the nicest. So when you miss like a hangout or a party or something, you know, your friends are going to the mall, they can be a little mean. But I promise you, in about 15 years, it's going to pay off. It helps you with your whole lifestyle, whether you're in college, whether you're working, just your demeanor, your attitude and life itself. It's so different to what everybody else is accustomed to. You travel so much more as well, you know, so if you put in the work now and you travel and you get to go to all these nice countries, yes, you're there for tennis, but you're still experiencing different cultures.
Yeah.
I think it's a great experience and it really helps the person that you become. It's just to enjoy it. Like, just have fun and enjoy it, and it's all going to be worth it.
First off, that's amazing. I love that message to those girls. And two, like, that was one of my favorite things about tennis was the traveling and experiencing all the cultures. It really gave me a lot of perspective, you know, different ways of life, how different people think, and it just opens you up. And I think when you're young and that you just, you're able to take in a lot more and see the world through a really different lens and appreciate so much more. So when you go back, like I remember a couple times traveling to places because you don't always get to pick your destination, right? You're like,
yeah.
I got to go to this tournament. And sometimes the accommodation isn't always ideal. Like, gosh, I remember like my bed and my showers till this day is like, I absolutely love. Oh my God, having a hot shower was like the best thing ever. It always gives you that perspective that I think at such a young age, it's really, really amazing. So that's beautiful, the work you're doing now, Leanne. I love that. And these girls are really fortunate to have you. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. If you guys like these tennis tales, please like, share, and subscribe. We'll be right back.